Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Okay, let's party.
Sports Saturday.
They storm the field at Autzen, and the Ducks win this bout
with Joe Fisher.
Hell yeah, brother.
And Rashad Taylor.
I went a little too hard on the tequila last night.
Sports Saturday on the Fan Sports Network.
And it's intercepted at the goal line.
105.1 and 1080.
Unbelievable.
The Fan.
Hour number two, Sports Saturday, right here on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 The Fan, 1080 The Fan, the Odyssey app, or YouTube and Twitch for the kids. Joe Fisher the third here, Rashad Taylor
the first,
and Jason Thaddeus Swigard.
Swaggy J.
Is that not middle name? No. Jason Theodore Swigard.
No.
Jason.
Keep going. We're good. Bartholomew.
No, it's a T. I know it's a T.
It is a T.
I know it is a T.
Trevor?
No.
Jason.
Demetrius.
T-Rex Swigard.
No.
Jason Tyrannosaurus Swigard.
You're way overthinking the
Tyrell. Room. Jason Tyrell Swigard. No.
Jason Thashad.
I like it. That's Thomas. A good one.
It's just Thomas.
Thomas?
Oh, we were close.
That's not fun.
We were close, though.
Yeah.
Mine's is Bernard.
I like
that. It was the early 70s.
What I like Tyrannosaurus want? More.
What's yours, Joe?
Harold.
We all have some old-ass middle names. Yeah.
Well, they're usually like...
Bernard, Harold, and Thomas.
Usually like a grandpa from, you know, World War II or it's someone's
my
name.
My grandfather,
like,
yeah.
Lou. That's a good name for a kid in today's age. Like, Luke. We need to start coming in back to like the 1920, 1930
names.
There's
a lot of them coming back. Henry's coming back.
One of my son's really good friend's name is Henry.
And hopefully his nickname is Hank. We need more Hanks in the world.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, we're running out of Hanks.
We need to get rid of the Chadlers and the Thadlers.
The Apple. Yeah. You know, Apple. Nevaeh. You know, there's a name I don't want to hear ever again. And it's
Nevaeh.
You know, and it's basically just heaven spelled backwards. And it's like, I'm super creative, you know, but... you know, I work with students, and I get a Nevaeh.
Give me a stew. Can I get a stew?
Yeah,
I mean.
Can I get a Shlomo or something like that?
A what now?
Isn't that like a older like Jewish name, Shlomo?
Oh, I've never, you know, I don't have any friends.
Have you ever
Shlomo,
met a Shlomo in your life?
No.
I would like to meet a Shlomo.
Yeah.
It's a fun name to say. It's like Francisco.
Yeah, that's fun to say.
Amari
is fun to say.
Amari is fun to say.
Yeah, Amari Washington is fun to say.
Might get to him here at the end of this hour here. But it is time for our divisional previews to continue here. We got a little music. I got some, here we go. Those bells, they'll always get me going. They will get me going. All right. We've done the South. Now it's time to do the East. We got AFC, NFC East here. Let's go with the AFC East.
The easiest one.
Because if we, you know, can delay talking about my Cowboys as long as possible, that would be ideal.
So let's talk about my Patriots then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's cool.
Dude, right. Hey, big win last night, though.
That's preseason.
They stopped a mud hole in those Commanders.
Yeah, it's preseason. It doesn't matter.
Hey, that's a good morale boost, though. 20-7-3 at halftime, 41-11 final score for the Patriots.
That's definitely, you know, trending in the right direction.
That's
for
a division-winning performance right there, Rashad.
Hey, man. I'll take it. You know, I'll take them all, you know, but I need the wins to come during the regular season, but it's great to see what the team looks like so far in the preseason. I mean, when you get a guy like Will Campbell, who I was not super juiced about initially, because who really wants an offensive lineman? And then you see, and then you
just
see,
get rid of him.
Seriously, and then you see what they're able to do, and you see how they're able to kind of protect the quarterback, and you're like, okay, well, I guess you're okay. And if he ends up being one of the greatest offensive linemen the Patriots have had, then that's a good thing, you know. And so, I don't know. I'm still not really sure about where my Pats are or where to go from here. But I love that we have Stephon Diggs. I love that we have an actual receiver to throw the ball to.
And his pink cocaine.
Hey, man. You know what I mean? So as long as Cardi is, you know, treating him right or doing the right stuff, man, hopefully hopefully he'll be able to rub off on the rest of the team and we'll be able to do something with it this year. But overall, man, I look at this team and I don't expect much from them. I want Drake May to play well, obviously. I think he's going to get better as he moves into his next year.
Win total's at 8.5.
I think that might be a little high, but I love 8.5. I love that other pundits are thinking that the Patriots are going to be that good. I would probably taper my expectations a little bit, so I would probably say closer to 6, maybe 7. But if they mess around and get 8, hey, man, I'm a happy camper.
Also in this division is the New York Jets, where I can imagine not many people are expecting much from them. Their over-under is set at 6.5, 5.5 other spots. Yeah, there's. I don't think that this team is expected to do a lot this year with Justin Fields as their quarterback, now on his third team. Like, all right, come on.
I don't think it was possible for the Jets to get worse.
I think they did.
And that's exactly what they did. Now, Aaron Rodgers, while the team wasn't great, had a great season last year individually. Justin Fields doesn't really have great seasons like that. Like, Aaron Rodgers can make something happen despite what's happening around him. Justin Fields doesn't really have that type of cachet or that type of skill set to be able to do that in New York. So, I don't know, man. You still got a great receiver in Garrett Wilson. I think he's trapped in a place like New York. I expect nothing from the Patriots. I expect even less from the Jets. So I would probably say closer to 4 wins, 5 wins.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on there. And then the two teams that have basically been fighting for this division the last couple of years, with Buffalo normally coming out on top. I don't know if the Dolphins haven't won the division yet. They've gotten close a couple of years. But they haven't pulled off the absolute win. And kind of seems like people are selling the Dolphins right now. Like, they're not they don't think things are right over there between Mike McDaniel and how he's running the team and coaching. And Tyreek Hill is not happy with his situation. And Tua, I mean, my God, he's like Reggie Ray out there. He probably needs a concussion counter on the scoreboard at all times.
Say good day to Reggie Ray.
Yeah, I think it's just like the vibes in Miami right now are weird. They're off. They're iffy. I don't know if people are just like thinking that this is the end of this flash in the pan run that they've had, and they haven't been able to show that they can play away from Miami or play the better teams in the NFL evenly. So I think people are just kind of over the Dolphins now.
Yeah, I mean, it was a cool story, especially, you know, as they were kind of on their come up. Tua looked like he has all the tools, and he still does. He just can't stay healthy. He can't stay on his feet. His line can't block for him, so he's always getting knocked on his ass and on his head. So I kind of feel bad for Tua, because you do see that he can play. He is a good quarterback. And then you've got Cheetah, you know, who is one of the best receivers in all of football, but he feels like he's not getting the ball enough for him to be that guy. The best thing that happened to this team was getting Minkah Fitzpatrick, you know, in a trade for Jalen Ramsey. And Jalen Ramsey is at the, you know, I want to say maybe the end of his run. He's still a good corner, but he's not what he used to be. Minkah Fitzpatrick is still one of the best safeties in all of football. And so I think that was a huge move for their defense. But I think the Bills are just too much, and I don't think the Dolphins have enough yet. So, but the Dolphins are better, the second best team in the division, so I could still see them getting 8 to 9 wins on the year.
Yeah, it's the division for the Bills to lose. I mean, they've been the best team in this division for years. They still got Josh Allen, who will always compete for an MVP. I am intrigued to see how this offensive improves. I know that Khalil Shakir for them is dealing with an injury. He might actually miss a couple games, I believe, with his. Trying to remember what it was. I believe it was an ankle. But as of a couple days ago, Sean McDermott's saying that he will start the regular season on time. Keon Coleman, second-year player out of Florida State. They're hoping he makes a jump. James Cook, who's been a solid running back, basically since they played my Cowboys 2 years ago, and he went off for like 150 yards. Ever since then, he's turned into a great running back option. And then, again, as always, they've got Josh Allen. They've got a great offensive line, great defense, home field advantage. Bills, they're over-under set at probably somewhere in like the 10.5 range. I'm trying to find them. 12.5. My God.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a high number, man.
And to be honest,
it's not shocking. I mean, they could easily go 13-4, but man.
I mean, and that's the cool part about this division. I honestly think the AFC East has been one of the weaker divisions in all of football. And this is coming from somebody who's benefited as a Patriots fan.
Yeah, that's why you're saying that. No, it's just all the time.
It's just real. Gosh. Like, I mean, that's not overly competitive, you know, in that division. At least it hasn't been for years. And so I can see the Bills definitely doing that. The one thing the Bills did this season is they really committed to defense during the draft. Like, their first five picks from first rounds 1 through 5 were all defensive picks, you know. And so expect picks number Maxwell, Harrison, and TJ Sanders, and Landon Jackson to play, like, immediately, you know, on this defense. So they at least committed to the future on defense, which hopefully can help out Josh Allen so he doesn't have to do so much offensively. But I still expect them to be the best team in this division. You said 12 wins?
12.5.
I can see 12.5 easy. Like, it would shock me if they lost more than 6 games this season.
Yeah. I mean, that's been the story of this division in the last few years. Is Bills have been dominant. They are a big favorite to win it. Believe it or not, Rashad, your Patriots have the second best odds to win the division.
That's crazy.
They have like,
I'm glad.
In multiple books, they have the Patriots as the second best team, the Dolphins as the third best, and Jets finishing last.
You know, I like to remain pessimistic. You know, I know a lot of people lean on optimism.
Yeah.
I'm one of those guys because I don't want to get myself all worked up for something and then they end up going 4-13. Like, I don't want to do that. So,
I just watched Dodgeball, and Pete LaFleur has a quote in there. It's my my job is to not have a goal, so that way if I never reach it, I don't ever feel disappointed.
And it feels phenomenal. Yes, there it is. I'm right there with it.
Hope for the best, expect the worst.
There it is.
All right, we're going to take a break. We are going to move over to the NFC East with the Eagles, Cowboys, Commanders, and the Giants next year. Sports Saturday, 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, time for the NFC East. Do we have to do this?
I mean, you just made me suffer through the AFC East and the Patriots. Hey,
at least there's some hope in New England, right?
Well, I'm sure there's some hope in Dallas.
Yeah, hope that it goes crashing and burning and goes like 3-14, so that way we can finally completely reset the deck.
What would you do with your number one pick if you got it?
I think Jerry would somehow sneak in a big old briefcase into Arch Manning's house and be like, "Hey, you're coming to Dallas, boy."
I mean, I'm not mad at it. I don't hate that idea.
He'd have some sort of oil tycoon metaphor for him. Sometimes the whale's not as dry as you think, boy.
You got a great Jerry Jones.
Well, you've been listening to him as long as I have. I mean, as we all have.
I stopped listening.
I feel like everybody should have a good Jerry Jones impression for how much we've had to listen to him over the years.
I stopped listening. I don't know what he sounds like anymore.
That's probably a good idea. I need to come up with just made-up Jerry Jones metaphors that like don't really make sense. Like they sound like they make sense because he's speaking so confidently and with the Texas accent.
You know who else does that? Is really good at that? Now fired Shannon Sharp. A bunch of things that his grandmama said. I was like, man, your grandma was super smart because like she has all the quips all the time. So yeah, that's another one that gives you all that that old knowledge like that.
Sometimes the tumbleweed doesn't tumble so fast. See?
Bars.
Bars. I guess not. I mean, is there not a lot of wind? The wind only blows in one direction, son.
Again. It all makes sense. If you say that to me, I'm like, I guess you're right. Yeah, it does only blow that way.
I never thought of it like that before.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
All right. Well, Eagles are going to win this division, right?
All right. Let's go to commercial.
Are they?
All right. Play that Coldplay. Let's get out of here. Are they? Well, the Commanders, they had a pretty good season last year, didn't they? I kind of want to see.
They need to sign Terry McLaurin.
There's part of me, this is the Cowboy fan of me speaking, is that I want the Commanders to have a really bad season just to knock them back down a peg, give them a little humbling. Like, all right, let's not get ahead of ourselves here, Washington, okay? Good little season last year, but we need a reminder of who you've been over the last three decades, all right?
Well, it looks like the NFL is doing a great job of trying to let them remind themselves of what they were last season, because if you look at their schedule, I'm not going to say it's favorable, but
stick a peek. Let me fire off this real quick. Oh my.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say it's like super favorable, you know, but I think
they're matched up with the NFC North and the AFC West, so there's not too many gimmies.
There's not, but
first,
I mean,
five games, you got Giants at home. So, I mean, that should be a dub.
That should be a dub.
The Raiders are a gimme.
At Green Bay.
After that.
That's a toss-up. At Falcons. Falcons are my...
I take the Commanders at the Falcons.
You would take them, but that's not a gimme.
The Falcons are... They're going to be my my sneaky team this year. I have the Falcons make the playoffs.
You like Michael Penix, eh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the world of him. He is, I think, the best quarterback out of that draft. We just haven't seen it yet.
No, I mean,
we haven't seen the full
Michael
slate
Penix is
of
a grown
Michael
up, so I mean, it wouldn't shock me if his learning curve wasn't as steep as some others and everything. But I'm just looking at the game. I'm not saying that it's, again, a bunch of gimmies, but considering how good this team was, and let's go ahead and say we assume that Terry McLaurin is going to resign and will
they
be back.
They got to figure that out.
You know, I think that will happen.
Everybody knows they got to figure that out.
Yeah, if nothing else.
Can't depend on Debo.
And they can't franchise him this year, can they?
I don't believe so. He's got a year. He's still under contract.
Okay, so yeah. So he just wants new money, so he might hold out. So
I think
we'll
it's
see.
His last year of his current deal.
But if Terry McLaurin is there, I think they can be, you know, they're going to be as good as they were last year. But now I think a lot of these teams have their name circled on the old schedule there. So I'm looking at some games like towards the end of the season, it gets a little bit tougher for them as they have to obviously visit the Chiefs and play the Lions and, you know, but I honestly think they looking at this schedule, looking at Jaden Daniels, and if Terry McLaurin is a part of this offense, I can see 9 games for this team. I don't think they'll have the season they had last year, but I can't see 9 games.
Over under is 9.5 in some books. That's what we're looking at. The team that is destined to finish last in this division is the New York Giants. Over under set at 5.5. Something tells me we're going to see all 3 quarterbacks at some point this season.
Yeah, it's really the question of how long before Jackson Dart is, one, ready, and everybody's seen enough of Russell Wilson and
Jameis.
Whoever else and Jameis.
I give it 3 games in New York. They're going to have 1 game of Jameis doing some stupid stuff, right? He's going to have 1 game when he does that. Russell's going to have 2 games where he does some ignorant stuff.
Well, Russell will be the starter. No, they already named that.
So, Russell, he's going to get week 1, week 2. Russell Wilson's going to struggle, probably.
At the Commanders, at the Cowboys, home with the Chiefs and Chargers is their first 4 games.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Like, that's I give it 3 to 4 weeks before Jackson Dart is your starter.
Week 5 at Jackson the Saints, Dart. If Jackson Dart is ready in practice and looks like he's got command of stuff, that's a nice soft landing spot to insert him because the Saints might be the worst team in the entire league.
Yes, that is very true there. Yeah, I mean, the Giants team, they'll be interesting to watch from a couple just player standpoints, rookies, to see what Abdul Carter does in the first season. And really, that defensive line, that defensive front has the potential to be one of the scariest in the NFL with Brian Burns. And if Kayvon Thibodeau can make even more of a jump, I think that he's been underwhelming if you were to ask most Giants fans. But if he can make a jump and then Abdul Carter comes in and you have those 3 bearing down on you every play, that could make things very difficult for opposing teams' offensive lines and quarterbacks. And then for the offensive side of the ball, Cam Scadabo, see what he can do if he's got how much run he'll get with the Giants in their lineup. We all saw what he did at Arizona State last year. So that's something to keep an eye on for the Giants. The team that is set to finish probably 3rd in this division and go back to their 8-9, 9-8, 500 ways is the Dallas Cowboys. That's just kind of how I feel about if this team is fully healthy and a first-year head coach, Brian Schottenheimer, I'm just kind of like, this is a 9-8, 8-9 team is how I look at it on paper. You don't have a running back again for the second straight year. You're going to end up playing Jalen Williams. You're hoping that George Pickens can alleviate some pressure from CeeDee Lamb. I mean, they were very one-dimensional last year, where it was basically just the Dak to CeeDee show with a little bit of Rico Dowdle at the end of the year. But, I mean, Dak needs to stay healthy. He missed the majority of last year as well. But even again, if they are a fully healthy team, I just don't trust that they're going to make the right decisions on the field in game day to propel them to an 11-6 season, a 12-5 season. I just think they're a middling, fighting for a playoff team at this point.
Well, I think they're going to be a middling team without Dak Prescott. I mean, we have to take into account that he only played half the season, a little less than half of last season. So when you don't have your number one, especially a guy who was up for MVP the year prior, that's going to change some things. So I know where your pessimism is coming from, Joe. I totally, totally understand.
How long is the Micah Parsons thing going to go on?
The week 1.
I just think you don't want to play in preseason. So I'm going to hold out until now, until they give me some money. But, I mean, I don't know, because if they let this go any further, you're going to lose a great a great defensive player.
I wonder if they already lost. I wonder if he's made up his mind, if it's gotten to the point where now it's personal.
He's already given his I love you, Dallas, you know, letter to everybody.
Well, but will he follow through on it? When Jarrah finally comes up with the bag, will he say, nope?
Well, yeah. Jarrah typically does this. He likes to wait, and he likes to hold out for his guys.
Look, there's a reason.
He did it to Dak. He did it to everybody. He does it to everybody. And so I think it'll eventually get done.
I just wonder if he's crossed a line at this point, and Micah is like, no, I don't care about the bag
anymore. My favorite team, and I wish that Micah Parsons would be a Cowboy, but there's definitely part of me that kind of wants him to be like – come out again and be like, no, I said I want out. I do not want to be here anymore. Yeah. End of discussion. And then it's just like, oh, S, you have definitely.
The problem
you,
is.
You have to round and found out this time, Jerry.
The problem is then they can franchise him after this season for two more times. So, you know, there's that. But if Micah digs in and says, what do they have to show up, week 10 or something, in order for the year to count on the service? If he doesn't show up till then, he's like, I don't care if you find me and I lose game checks or whatever. This is, if it's about the principle and not about the bag, here we go. And that will eventually force, that's the only thing that'll force Jarrah to change besides dying.
Yeah, I think it'll get done. I kind of keep going back to the Myles Garrett situation, to where kind of a similar thing. Man, I want out, told the fans, like, it's been real type thing.
And then a couple weeks later, we're
good, guys. You know, everything is okay.
I was just kidding.
I'm thinking it's going to be something like that. Jerry Jones is an idiot, but he's not dumb.
And then the Eagles, the defending Super Bowl champions, whatever. I don't care.
I mean,
who even cares about a Super Bowl anyways?
Like, no, they're overrated.
It's not
like,
that big
no
of
one
a
needs
deal.
Them.
Like, come on.
I think, you know.
You're so outdated. Like, I mean,
that shouldn't be the mark. That shouldn't be, like, the benchmark for anybody anymore. It should be to play hard and play with your heart. That's what we should be judging people on.
Yeah, exactly.
I think the Eagles.
How about we just start giving trophies for team valuations?
Yes, man. Like, for
look
showing
at that.
Up.
Cowboys won again.
For showing up. This is congratulations. But, no, I think this Eagles team is. I don't want to say they're primed for a trip back to the Super Bowl, but I mean.
Well, you don't have to. You definitely don't have to say that.
When you have everything in place the way they do, they didn't lose much in the offseason. And so I think they can definitely go back to the Super Bowl. If not the Super Bowl, I definitely see them in the NFC Championship game as we get closer to the end of the year.
Eagles projected at 11.5 win total, and definitely the favorites to win the division. My Cowboys and them will open up the season on September 4th in Jerry's World on NBC as the Thursday night season opener.
No, that's in Philly. It's in the home of the Super Bowl champion.
Oh, my bad. I'm looking at, it says versus Cowboys, and I thought I was on the Cowboys page. Thank you, Jason Swigart. That's why you're the best in the business.
Is there any team in the NFC that's projected to win more games than Philly?
I think the Lions were. Question mark? Let me take a peek. No, Lions are at 10.5. It might be Philly at 11.5. Scrolling. Bueller. Yeah, Eagles at 11.5.
So clearly the favorite to go into the season. And honestly, I think they should be.
Yeah.
And now, assuming Saquon and Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown and the big cast characters all stay healthy, now that they've had a season to figure it all out and an offseason to see what they could enhance.
Yeah.
It could be kind of scary.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
What?
Sorry, Joe.
What?
I'm just saying, man. Like, for your division, like, I know it's going to happen in mine, but for yours.
Oh, I know it's going to happen in mine, too. Yeah.
I might lean towards the over with them.
I'm looking at closer to 12, with you. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're a really good team, and they'll have some good opponents to start the season outside of Dallas. I mean, their first four games after that are all against playoff teams. Kansas City, the Rams, the Buccaneers, and then the Broncos. They'll get some reprieve with the Giants twice and Minnesota in between there. Very intrigued to see what Minnesota turns out to this year. But
let's go, again, McCarthy.
Yeah, we'll see about that. But this division, it will be won by the Eagles or maybe the Commanders. I don't know. The Eagles are the favorites, though, right now, according to Vegas. Slight favorite with Commanders second, Cowboys third, Giants a distant fourth.
Who's your sleeper pick from this division?
I mean, it would be the Cowboys, just because, I mean, obviously the Eagles and Commanders, I'm sure there are multiple people taking either of them to win the division. So if the Cowboys somehow sneak up and have an insane season and you know, win 12 games, 13, and sneak out with the division crown. I mean, that will be...
I trust Dak. I trust Dak. I think he can do something with the squad. We'll see.
Well, I'm very intrigued to see what the receiving game looks like now that there is an extra just competent receiver. I use competent strongly there.
That's all you need to be in the NFL.
George Pickens, though, I mean, he is definitely... He can be a threat. He's shown it in the past, so... that is the divisional preview of AFC East and NFC East. Next up, College Football Freaks List. Bruce Feldman released his version of it just earlier this week. A couple Oregon Ducks on there. Also some big playmakers and game changers in college football. Do that next here. Sports Saturday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Every year, Bruce Feldman releases his college football freaks list.
Is he Corey's dad?
Huh? Oh.
No?
No. I don't think he's Corey Feldman's dad.
Oh, okay.
No. He is a college football writer. Very well known.
Never heard of him.
Are you serious?
Of course I'm not serious.
Okay. I couldn't tell you. I don't think you have heard of him.
I don't know what he looks like.
I think you're trying to play this off right now. I don't think you ever heard Bruce Feldman's name in your life.
Bruce Pearl has a freaks list?
No, Bruce Feldman, college football writer.
Oh, that guy. Okay.
Yeah, you've definitely never heard of Bruce Feldman.
No, I've heard of Bruce Feldman, for sure.
Well, he had his freak list come out. I have, I always like looking at this every year, but also, it irks me. You know, this is a painful list to look at because I remember Mazi Smith of Michigan was like number one or number two on this list one year. And that is who the Cowboys drafted as a number one overall, number one round pick for them 2 years ago. And let's just say we're not reaping those results yet.
Sometimes things don't equate.
Freak list.
I'm pretty sure Jadeveon Clowney was in one of these ones before, right?
I don't know how long Bruce Feldman's been doing these for.
He would have been, right? Yeah. If we're talking about college players, he would have been one of those guys.
He's been doing it for a while.
Yeah.
But this is, definitely like he highlights, like, it might not be a guy who's going to be like getting major playing time, but he is just an athletic freak. Number one on this list, should be no surprise to anybody. It's, Jeremiah Smith, who obviously is a game record game changer. They got a kid from Bama, Caden Proctor, number two overall here, offensive tackle, South Carolina wide receiver, Nick Harbor, number three. Dude, South Carolina is going to be an interesting team this year. They've got, possibly one of the best quarterbacks, if not the best quarterback in the country, in Lenore Sellers. I don't know the name of the guy on their defensive line, but apparently they have an absolute stud over there on the defensive end as well.
Somebody's got some money to spend in South Carolina, and they're trying to really make sure they can compete with the big boys in the SEC.
Number four on this list, though, Amari Washington, Oregon, defensive tackle. I'm going to throw out some numbers, some measurables for you on Amari Washington here. 6'3", 338 pounds, okay? Keep that in your mind. 6'3", 338. His speed, his fastest speed that he clocked in at, 20.89 miles per hour.
You're not getting away from him.
Nearly running 21 miles per hour as a 6'3", 338-pounder.
That is some inertia.
How about this for a vertical jump for that frame? 36 inches. 36 inches. Again, 6'3", 338 pounds.
Yeah.
And then his weightlifting stats, squatted, 755 pounds, bench pressed 475 pounds, power cleaned 385 for a total of 1,610 pounds.
So not super strong then either. Needs to work on the needs to get his weight up in the weight room, man.
Doughy,
almost,
doughy.
Yeah, right, man. You know there are some people.
I remember the 1,000 club was a big deal in high school. Like if anybody got to the 1,000 club, it was like, oh, way to go.
No,
he's in the 1,600 club.
Yeah, that's over. Like anything that we did in high school, like you can add 15, 20 to that at this point because these kids are just absolute freaks. The part that's the most impressive is the 36-inch vertical jump.
Yeah.
Like for somebody that big.
6'3",
338. 338 is a house, number one. Like I'm a big dude and I'm like 230. I'm a big dude. Like when you see 6'3", 300 plus pounds coming to me, 330 plus pounds that can jump and do a regular standing dunk, like, hey, man, that's somebody you don't want to mess around with, man. So I'm hoping that he really becomes the player that we all expect him to be, but he is the definition of elite at this point.
Amari Washington, another player that on the defensive line that Duck fans are really excited to see out there is Elijah Rushing, one of their top recruits that they had. Also on the freaks list at number 11 for Oregon, Kenyon Sadiq.
My favorite player on the Ducks.
Came on to the season a little bit later last year in that Big Ten championship game where he got two touchdowns his only two touchdowns of the season in the Big Ten title game. But 6'3", 255. He was 220 2 years ago when he got to Oregon, and now he's 255.
Yeah.
Much leaner, put on a bunch of muscles. Body fat went from 13% to 10%. Vertical jump, 41.5 for Kenyon Sadiq this summer. Power clean, 365 and benched 435.
He's going to be a mismatch at that position. I knew about him well before that because I played with the Ducks on college football last year, and he was an absolute go-to. So it's not going to shock me if he comes out this season.
Going into last season, you were like, oh, watch out for this Kenyon Sadiq guy. I tore it up with him.
Oh, yeah. That's my judge. That's my, you know, my measurement for a lot of people is what they do on 2K and Madden and whatever. If they kill, I like them.
Hey, if that's the case, then Kyler Casper and Jurion Dickey are going to have huge seasons based off of what I did with them.
I don't doubt it. As long as you didn't play on pro or rookie, I don't doubt it.
But yeah, I mean, the freaks list is always interesting to just learn about some more guys that are, you know, in college football who to keep an eye out for. Zane Durant over in Penn State, defensive tackle. There's a few other guys that near the top of the list here.
And here's the best part about this list. Outside of Ohio State, the only other team with two kids in the top 10 are the Oregon Ducks.
Top 11.
Top 11, excuse me. Top 11, top 15 are the Oregon Ducks. So, we'll definitely take that. If that's something for you to really lean on, I know there are a lot of questions about the Ducks and what they look like as they move into the season, but you should feel good about it because you got some absolute freaks, you know, on this team that could really help this defense. And I think Sadiq is going to be a huge, huge, I guess, feather in the cap for this offense this year.
Yeah, I mean, he'll be number one option, no doubt. And then see who steps up in the wide receiver room. So much time left to go to figure this all out before the opening game against Montana State. But
Got
to
get it right before then, right?
Dude, I'm so ready for football to start, like actual meaningful football. I'm ready for the first college football weekend as well. I'll be in San Francisco, but just knowing and seeing the scores and watching the games when I can on the Saturday that I'm down there, that's when I know that all things are right in the world. That first college football Saturday.
We're almost there.
Yep.
We're almost there.
All right, take a break. Wrap up things here on Sports Saturday next. 1080 The Fan, 105.1 The Fan, and The Fan Sports Network. Woo! All right. Back here, Sports Saturday. Joe Fisher III, Rashad Taylor.
The first.
Jason Swigard, thank you for sitting in today. Hardest working man at 1080 The Fan. I hear.
The show 100%. Goes on.
Rumors say, people say, a lot of people been saying Jason Swigard works really hard.
I mean, who's gonna argue with that? Murphy bed.
I'd like to see it.
Show Murphy bed on. Swag.
Rashad asked if I'd ever seen or if I saw the new Blazers redesign for their jersey, and I'm like, I didn't know they. I don't know what they changed.
Well, I saw I think it's the City Connect or something. It's a throwback to the 90s block lettering. They've got the sash.
Gotcha. I'm just looking at this dude.
They haven't done anything wild and crazy, which I appreciate.
I'm looking at this dude on Twitter. His name's Jack Moran. Jack Moran Design.
Okay.
And he's made, like, all these different designs of different Blazer uniforms. Like, one's the traditional Blazers jersey, but it's green. For like the Portland flag,
trash.
It's like a green jersey, and it's got the lines down the middle. It's the flag of Portland, okay. Is what it's trying to do. He also made one that was looks like a bag of Juanita's tortilla chips.
Okay,
trash. Keep going.
he made one that just says Rose City on it, and it has the old Rose Garden logo on it as part of the jersey.
I'm okay with that.
It actually looks pretty cool. I would rock that. He's got another one that basically just looks like a plaid pantry logo. Like, it's just one that's a Burgerville logo and it says Blazerville on it.
No.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Like, for those city jerseys or whatever, I think I'd be okay with that.
What else?
Burgerville's a northwest spot, right?
No, I understand.
That they have one that looks like the Oregon Trail, where the top half is black and the bottom half is like neon computer green water buffalo carrying the wagon right behind it.
Nah.
And the numbers are like digital bit letters from like the 80s.
That could be like a cool like summer league jersey or like a cool like, you know, pro-am jersey or something, but no.
Ooh, I like this one. It's a all black Blazers jersey, but it's the lettering from like the 70s where it's Blazers down the left-hand side of it.
Vertical?
Yes, the vertical Blazers. And the
underrated jersey,
the collar and the sleeve trim are all tie dye. So it's black.
It's a homage to Bill.
Yeah. No, I like this one. This one would be sick. Yeah.
That'd be okay too.
Have you ever seen there's people on Instagram that do full logo redesigns of NFL teams and NBA. And it is amazing. Some of the designs that they come up with where I see it, I'm just like, you need to pay him right away and make that the new logo.
Yeah, it's
like,
AI. AI. It is not. You can't trust anything anymore, man.
Luckily, I saw these videos before AI had the blow up. And then, there's someone on Instagram who does logo redesigns for teams, and it's a hit every single time. Like, I have not seen her do one bad logo.
You know, honestly, I've thought about this. And
just
have
the creativity to do that, completely redesign it. And, like, I'm just like, God, dude. I was like, I wish I was more artsy.
Our logo, if you think about it, our logo is the one that really hasn't changed. Like, the Lakers logo hasn't changed.
Like the Celtics logo with the little
leprechaun. It's changed a little bit. Yeah.
They've changed the lettering, you know, the block lettering or whatever. Yeah. But no, the pinwheel, it's rotated at times depending on, but no, the pinwheel stayed the pinwheel.
Yeah, I know the colors at the pinwheel were different at some points and everything.
They added
for
some
the most
silver
part,
at one yeah. point, but red and black and white. And
yeah, for the most part, like, that's the one thing I love about our franchise. Like, I hope it never comes to where they're like, you know what? Remember when the Pistons went through that weird? We're gonna change it from the blue
yeah, they
and
went
red
to
that
Mustang horse or whatever.
Come on,
it
man!
Was.
Like,
yeah.
Which now thinking back, that jersey was actually cool. Like as I think back now, it's like okay,
it's
I take
cool,
that.
It's cool in the sense of it being like a '90s retro jersey.
Yeah,
during the
I mean.
Time though, that was not.
Guess
it.
What? I hated those Grizzlies jerseys too. Those Vancouver Grizzlies jerseys, see, and now look yeah. back, it's like those are kind of tight.
Yeah, it's nostalgia.
No,
man. It's
yeah.
that '90s nostalgia.
They're horrible now.
They are not horrible now, swag.
They were awful.
No,
they were awful then, but they are much cooler now.
They're cooler now. The old Hornets logo with Buzz on it.
Ooh, yeah,
that was on all the starters jackets.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I
Hornets
mean,
were every kid's favorite team, especially when I was. You know, I'm an early '90s kid. So
grandmama,
absolutely.
Yeah. Now I got a thing for the old '90s logos, just because that's you know that's my generation, man. I will always have the nostalgia for the '90s teams with neon colored logos.
Oh, man.
That, like when they created new teams, they were like, "Oh, this team needs to be a really bright color because it's the '90s and that's what we do."
Bro, I had a
like a seafoam green or something.
When I was in fourth grade, I had a Houston Oilers jacket. It was
ooh, that's clean.
It was a starter, like the just kind of
now,
the,
did
like
you
the,
have the sky blue?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it was awesome. Like I wore that jacket till it was too small, and I just started rolling up the sleeves after that because that was like my favorite coat. So I've been looking for that same one. I've never been able
Earl
to find
Campbell
it.
And Dan Pastorini.
Oh man, I was a huge Oilers fan because I loved Warren Moon.
Mm-hmm.
Like I thought he was so cold, you know, as a kid, especially at that point as a black kid. There wasn't a lot of black quarterbacks,
nope.
you know, in the league at that point. And so here's one that's actually super cold. Yeah, Warren Moon was my guy, so I love the Oilers.
What about the Bucks jersey that had the giant, like Milwaukee Bucks had the giant deer on like the right hand side? We're like literally
the,
half.
Oh yeah, the
those
Vin
are Baker right, jerseys.
Yeah, the yeah. Vin Baker Ray Allen joints.
Yeah,
yeah.
That was a choice.
That wasn't a good one.
The Hawks jersey that had the Atlanta Hawk, just the giant,
just with the wings across
Hawk,
the front.
Yeah.
That was actually kind of tight. I like that one. I like that one. The original Hawks jersey with just like the look like the little Pac-Man sign was actually the Hawk. Like was actually super cool.
Yeah, yeah. Again, I gotta find that Instagram and send it to you of the chick that redesigns team logos because. She has not missed on a single one.
Okay.
And she always has like stories behind each logo. Like I put this here because it represents this part of the city and that. Like she is, I wouldn't be surprised if she's over at Nike right now.
That's
actually,
man.
It's an employee.
Swoop her up. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. I will be out next week. I'm going to go camping. I'm going to be missing a fantasy draft for this camping trip too. Not only a fantasy draft, but a fantasy trip to Bend. Where all the boys are getting together for it.
Should be fun. I'm not doing fantasy this year. I haven't told my group yet, though.
We'll be Rashad and Jordan next week. Rashad, appreciate you as always.
My man.
Jason, appreciate you for sticking with us. Thank you as always, Swag. And thank you all to everybody out there listening. We will catch you next Saturday at 9 a.m. This has been Sports Saturday on the Fan Sports Network. Peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.